One Night with Laura. One Night with Laura.
I love that. See what I'm doing there?
It's good with the double thing.
Morning, Scott Mills.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, tired.
Yeah. You're live from the actual bus.
Yes! Good morning!
And you in your bunk?
I am, yeah.
Now, I predicted that you would take the bottom bunk.
How do you know that?
Just because I know your style.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I went for the bottom bunk.
You're right.
Laura says to me, she goes, I'm going to have that one. I reckon Scott will have the top and I'll go have the bottom. And I went, well, I think Scott will go for the bottom as a cheap gag. But then the actual truth was, because I thought you'll be stumbling back on the bus drunk every night. So you'll choose the easier option because you'll be on the floor anyway, on your hands and knees. Then you just kind of roll into your bed. Job's a good one.
Yeah. You're right. I did go for the bottom.
Yeah. See, I know him that well. Oh, it was nice to see you yesterday.
Yeah, it was lovely to see you. It's good to know that you're keeping well. How's your mum?
My mum is fine. She's all right. Bless
her. That's early, isn't it?
I gave her a phone call. Cheaper than a card.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I must say to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Scott Mills. Happy birthday to you.
29. God, I'm getting old.
Hey, you're
what? 29 in your eye.
I know.
Give over. 29. Anyway, well, listen, we've got a special song for you.
Okay.
Recorded by Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. That's it there. There you go.
Are we on Hospital Radio Leicester, I think?
Yes. So tell me about last night. How was it? Did it all go to plan? Was it all swimmingly? Was it all fine?
The auditions actually went a lot better than I thought they were, to be honest. We're not allowed to tell you who the winner is, apparently. Why is that?
Because it makes it more exciting.
I'm in bed.
Okay, cool.
Oh, there's Laura! That was Laura
herself!
She
in bed with you?
Yeah.
Did you win last night?
Not in bed with me. Not in bed with me. She's above me.
Right, she's on top of you.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I'm in the bottom.
Right. Hi, Laura.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah, I'm great. Can she... Scott, can she hear
me? We all look brilliant.
Can she hear me?
No.
Right. Has she still got that cheap smelling perfume on that she was smothered in yesterday?
Smell like toilet duck.
Yes.
How's Chappers?
Oh, God, really grumpy today.
You see, really, how's the sleeping arrangements working out for him?
I just heard him. What would Chappers say a minute ago? He's like, Laura decided to have a really loud conversation next to my bunk last night before I went to bed.
I love that. Next to my bunk last night. You're all sleeping together on a bus. Everybody's next to each other.
And I've just dropped my guts. Well, thanks very much for that. Cheers.
I thought all number twos were banned on the bus.
Well, you can, but you wouldn't, would you? Do you know what I mean?
Not on a roundabout.
Number two.
God, no. You save it up, don't you?
Not on the do. It's more satisfying, I find.
Just like leave it until you get to some kind of BBC building, you know what I'm saying?
What time did you all get to bed last night? I want times for everybody.
I'm saying, what time did you get to bed? 3? 2?
I reckon Huff, was Huff first to bed at about 10?
Yeah, he was. No, what time did Mark get to bed? About midnight? Yeah, oh no! Ah, the bus is moving! Ah! Oh, we actually are moving now.
Do you know where you are?
That's weird. Yeah, we're still in Southampton.
Okay, right, so you haven't
left it. To Cardiff. Yeah, Chappers was about midnight. 2 o'clock, maybe 3. But it's gonna be not that way for the rest of the tour. It's just because we were feeling like we felt a bit like rock stars.
Right.
So, last night we were on. But the rest of the week, we're gonna be really good and going to bed every night straight after the auditions at 11.
Sure, right. Of course you are. And I absolutely believe
And as
you.
I would, as I normally would do, yeah.
You're gonna go to bed at your normal time?
Yeah.
So anything else we need to know from these two?
Scott, I was just going to ask, you know when you're going around all over the place, do you get sort of a winner from each city which then go into a grand final?
Yeah.
Is that the rule?
We already have one. We already have one from Southampton, which we will reveal later.
Right.
So we get one from each place. And then on Friday...
In Glasgow.
In Glasgow, we have five people, obviously. And then the listeners will crown the winner of One Night with Laura.
And then he wins a bunk up with Laura.
It's not a bunk up with Laura, it's a romantic time with Laura.
Am I allowed to ask Laura what she thought,
yes,
without giving too much away, did she approve of last night's winner?
Did you approve of last night's winner?
Yes, indeedy.
Ah,
very
okay.
Nice, actually.
Ah, okay.
But not as good as the fireman. More on that later. Good
really?
Morning.
Yeah, it's all about Scott, really. You should have just left that there.
So the prize
he
is...
wasn't an actual fireman. He just bought a fireman's costume and decided to use it.
Really?
Yeah. He was my favourite. What's his name? Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many runners-up...
He was good.
How many runners-up win one drink with Scott after the auditions?
All of them last night.
Oh dear. Well, listen, so...
Also, I blatantly nearly tongued a woman from TV Hits magazine last night.
What?
I don't know what happened to me. You all went a bit funny.
Blimey.
I'm quite liking her.
I'm so pleased I'm not on the bus. With the greatest respect, I'm so pleased I'm not
there.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
If anybody wants to avoid getting into Scott and Laura's situation, go to... Radio One Online and go to One Life, I
Shut
think.
Up, Rachel.
What are you saying, Rachel?
I'm worried about you lot already.
Scott, she's doing the usual corporate tick in the box.
No, I'm not.
She's obviously got one of them boards coming up where they renew how well you're getting on.
If you're at 3 o'clock in the morning, like Scott, go to the One Life website.
I'm worried about you. It's only Tuesday.
It was the first night. Let them have some fun on the first night, you mardy cow.
If you're worried about having fun, go to the One Life website.
If you think you're having too much fun, you want to change your life, become a producer at Radio 1 and just be mardy and panic all day.
Yes, that's exactly me, isn't it?
So are you leaving Southampton now for Cardiff?
Yeah, the buses are throbbing, so we're about to leave, I think.
All right, where are you now so people can give you a beep and a wave?
We are about to head out onto the... Ooh, what will it be? The M3.
That's right, he's only born and raised there. He doesn't even know the names of the roads.
We'll go to the M3, and then I would say that we'll probably take the...
A34, M4.
A34, M4.
Brilliant,
to Cardiff. Thanks,
that's
Dave.
That's right. So they'll end up in Bristol in about 8 hours, if Scott's giving directions. All right, well, listen, go back to bed. And we'll be listening.
Is that right?
Yeah, of course it is. Well, you're in bed. You haven't even got out of bed, have you?
Yeah.
And we'll be listening from 4 o'clock today to find out how it all went last night in Southampton.
Thank you so much for putting up with me.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I'm mildly fond of you.
I quite like you too.
It's my new catchphrase.
Oh, I've got the actual route now. If you want to give us a wave,
okay.
The A33, M3, A34, M4. A48, road fans, and the A4161.
Okay, that's how it's looking.
135.8 miles and an approximate time of 3 hours and 30 minutes.
That's how it's looking on the roads this morning. Thanks very much to the travel tart, Scott Mills, there. He'll be back in 20 minutes with more traffic and travel on
Scott
Radio
Mills, AA Road Watch.
Bye!
Bye!
Only on Radio 1. Can't miss it. It's a huge big red bus with Laura's face on it and Scott Mills' face on it. And One Night with Laura written all over it. He's leaving Southampton now. Give it a wave.